Well, I understand that this referendum is purely a civil matter and that it is to do with civil marriage. And I think and I believe in my heart of hearts that the state cannot be seen to be discriminating against its citizens, and that when it comes to voting in this same-sex marriage referendum, that I think and I believe that in voting yes, that we're saying that, well, in doing that, that the state will be recognising and cherishing all of its citizens, regardless of their sexual orientation or regardless of who they are, or and so on, and it's purely based on that.
This puts you at odds, though, with your bishop. He suggested, I think, that those who were to vote yes would need to examine their conscience to ensure it's clear. Is your conscience clear?
My conscience is extremely clear on this matter, Greg, and I vote with a very clear conscience, because I believe that, as I mentioned, that it is a civil matter and that it is to do solely with the civil marriage. And certainly we have, within the Catholic Church, the Church has its teaching on the sacramentality of marriage and the sacrament of marriage. But it's not, I believe that it's not that the Church is going to be forced into changing that, or any other religious institution will be changed into changing their beliefs on marriage. That, I think, is a separate issue altogether. In my considered opinion, the reality of same-sex marriage is a reality that in no way sort of threatens me, or it's no way offends me as an individual or as a priest, and ultimately as a citizen of this state.